St. Albans Township Fire Department is facing funding woes after a second fire levy failed at the polls November 5th. A failed fire levy proposal last month aimed to raise the current rate from $200 to $245 per $100,000 in property value. Had the levy passed, the department could have covered its rising operating costs. However, now they're eyeing service cuts. Grab your 2025 Muskingum County dog licenses now through January the 31st. In Ohio, dogs over 3 months must be registered. A one-year license is $16. However, Muskingum County sells three-year and permanent licenses as well. You can buy these licenses exclusively at the Muskingum County Auditor's Office and Canine Adoption Center. On Monday, the New Albany Board of Education gathered for their regular meeting in the Annex. Highlights included the Citizen Advisory Committee's analysis on student belonging, a shout-out to the state champion boys soccer team, and an update on the campus master plan following the successful bond vote. I'm Eric Brown reporting. The City of Newark and its police union have struck a new deal to boost hiring efforts. The deal centered on officer pay and addressing staffing challenges in the department. Newark's starting rate has jumped to just over $33 an hour and matches other Central Ohio departments. Council approved the deal last month, and the new contract expires in September 2027. A warming center that was opened last night by the Licking County Emergency Warming Center Task Force will be available again tonight from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 a.m. You can find the center at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church on Newark's West Main Street. There is free transportation from downtown Newark, and meals will be provided. You can call 211 for more information. Lancaster City leaders are merging departments to boost collaboration and spark innovation. The revamped Community Development Department will help city leaders simplify processes and pool resources. Building, Planning and Zoning, and Housing and Development Departments will now be at 104 East Main Street in City Hall at the end of the first floor. I'm Eric Brown reporting.